Prophet William Richard is number two. Prophet Joyce Hartley, number three. Prophetess Darlene Gray, number four. Prophetess Deborah Gross, number five. Prophetess Michelle Berrien, number six. Prophetess Cindy, number seven. Prophetess Alice Jackson, number eight. Prophetess Belinda Parker, number nine. And Prophetess Naomi Yerby, number 10.
Okay.
Amen. All right. Amen. So we're going to open up. We're going to ask Prophetess Darlene Gray to open up and do the prophetic declaration.
Amen, amen. And Father, we bless you, for this is a day that you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for great is the peace that you bestow upon us, Lord God, and nothing shall offend us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the healed of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that wealth and riches are in our house. We thank you, Lord, that you've redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've redeemed us from sickness. You've redeemed us from poverty. You've redeemed us from spiritual death. And for poverty, you've given us wealth. For sickness, you've given us health. And for death, you've given us eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against us is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that revival is breaking forth in our church, in our lives, and our relationships. We thank you, Lord, for divine breakthrough and divine healing, divine prosperity, and victory on every side. We thank you, Lord God, that we are the blessed of the Lord. We are the royal priesthood. We are the holy nation. We are the peculiar people. We thank you, Lord, that we are the chosen of God. We thank you, Lord God, that we represent you in everything we do and say, Lord God, everywhere we show up, you are there. And we thank you, Lord God, for victory and breakthrough. Prophet Naomi, let's pray over in the Holy Ghost. Let's open the line. Let's bombard heaven.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord God, for breath. But we thank you that we would have the opportunity to praise you, to give you glory, and to honor you, and to acknowledge you in this season. Lord, I lift up every heavy heart right now, Lord God, that you would lift the weight, that your grace and your mercy be bestowed upon us like never before. Lord, I pray in this season as we walk into prophecology, Lord God, I pray that the working of miracles continues in our life greater than before. Lord, I pray that we come with great expectation, Lord God, that you would meet us, Lord God, at the door. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that whatever you have for us in this season may come into great manifestation. As Archbishop said this morning, Lord God, the enemy may try to bring attacks and things of that nature, Lord God, but we know that it will not prosper, Lord God. It will not prosper, for you've told us, Lord God, that it will not prosper. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, Lord God. So we stand on that rock. We stand on that word, and we believe in this season, Lord God, that whatever you're doing through us, Lord God, that it will come into pass. Lord, I pray for our leaders. I pray for our shepherd, Lord God, in this season, that you would anoint them with double portion, Lord God, in this season. Lord, I pray, more importantly, Lord God, I pray for families in this season, Lord God. I pray for families in this season, Lord God, that you would bring us together like never before, that we would come in great unity like never before, Lord God. I pray the Holy Spirit moves in this season like never before. And I pray, more importantly, Lord God, that we do not move in routine, Lord God, but you would do a new thing, that you would do a new thing in our lives, Lord God, that we would see you in a new way, in a new perspective, Lord God. But I pray for new miracles, new breakthroughs, and new blessings like never before. We praise you and we glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Glory be to God, and so far we give you thanks and we give you praise. We bless your name, Father, for who you are. You are the great I am that I am. And we come to you, Father, in the I am that we are, Father, that you have ordained us to be, my God, before the world was. The blood, my God, that is covering our lives. We thank you for the blood that is covering our lives. The homes, my God. We thank you for the blood, my God, and your angels on assignment around the nations, Father, around the coast, the borders, the shores. My God, even, Lord, the train station, the airlines, my God, the airports, my God, the ships, the homes, my God, you're covering with your angels encamping round about our lives. We thank you for your anointing release, my God, upon the fivefold ministry in the body of Christ, my God. You're bringing elevation. You're bringing, my God, promotion. You're bringing, my God, a building up, my God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for your anointing released and your Holy Spirit, my guiding us, my God, for you said, as men as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we thank you, Father, that you raised up mighty sons in the army of the Lord, my God. Father, as the earth groaneth and travailing for the manifestation of the Son, we thank you for manifesting your power, Lord, even through the leaders, my God, in the house, my God, the leaders, my God, globally, Father, for the globalization of the prophetic, my God. Father, for the gospel being spread, my God, throughout the nations, Father, you open effects for those that would seemingly seem shut, but we are thanking, Father, for the keys of David. Lord, you're opening, no man can close, you're closing, and no man can open it, Father. And we are thanking that those that already continue to stand open, Lord, before us continually, my God, you're already sent forth your angels. Father, we thank you for divine restoration. We thank you for divine prosperity, Father. We thank you for divine healing, because we know healing is the children's bread, and you are the our balm, that's in Gilead. We thank for total restoration, Father, Lord, of families, my God, you're touching, my God. You're bringing ultimate and complete deliverance from every affliction, for your word declare many other afflictions are righteous, but you, the Lord, delivers, my God, out of them all. We thank for your peace you established within hearts and minds, and we thank for the mind of Christ, that is, Lord, that you have granted unto us, and we thank you for your whole armor, Father, being our frontward and a rearward. In the name of Jesus, we decree, Father, it's not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your Spirit to rest upon every ministry, Father, globally, and your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise ye the Lord. We praise the Lord, O our soul. While we live, we will praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you all honor and praise, O God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, O God. We thank you, God, for preparing a table in the presence of our enemy, O God. We thank you, O God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. We thank you, God, for putting peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our family, peace in our home, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for the favorable season, God, that you give us, O God. We thank you, God, for manifestation, O God. O God, we thank you, God, and we thank you, and we give you all glory and honor, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of our soul, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for all those who don't know you, God. Thank you, God, for helping them to repent and give their hearts and minds to you, O God. We thank you, God, because truly you are a wonderful, magnificent God. And God, whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God. Thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters, O God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection all over us and our family. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father, we thank you that you are our shepherd and we lack nothing. We fear you, O God, and therefore we do not lack. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that we will not be hungry. We will not grow weak. And because we seek you, we lack no good thing. Therefore, God, we lift up those that are seeking transportation and having challenges to arrive to prophecology. We pray that you meet every need, Lord God, financial, transportation, and let no lack be in their homes. Cause every need to be met, every bill to be paid. Lord God, let nothing be missing during this time, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, for shining your glorious light upon us and grace as we travel across the seas, across this nation, to meet in the place called there, Lord. Traveling grace, protection, those that are driving, Lord God, protection from police brutality, from racism, from breakdowns and malfunctions of vehicles, road rage, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over everyone, Lord God, traveling, Lord God. And we fret not ourselves because of evildoers, neither will we be envious against workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut off like the grass and wither as the green herb. We trust in you, and we do good, and we dwell in the land and verily be fed. Father, we delight ourselves in you, and therefore you give us the desires of our heart. We commit our way unto you, O God. We trust you, O God. Therefore, you bring it to pass. We thank you, Lord, that we rest in you and wait patiently for you, and we fret not ourselves because of him who prospered in his way, or he that bring wicked devices to pass. We cease from anger, we forsake wrath, and we fret not ourselves in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon you shall inherit the earth. We thank you, Lord God, that the wicked will come against us one way and flee seven ways, and we lift up our elders, we lift up our parents, we lift up our archbishop and our pastor, Pastor Deborah, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them, and we plead the blood of Jesus over their families and children and grandchildren. Lord God, divine protection and unity in the name of Jesus. We stand against every wiles of the enemy that will come against them, and we thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Father, you are delicious. Thank you for this day. You are sweet. You are sweeter than sweet. Father, we love you. We lift you up. We adore you. We praise you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for everyone that's on the call right now. We pray for every bishop, every apostle, every elder, minister, prophet, leading ladies, first ladies. We pray for all your people, but I particularly want to pray right now for the melanated race, oh God. Protect us, heal us, unify us, Father. Highest good for our people, oh Father. As we were praying, I saw you going into the hospital, Father, healing, healing with people who are diseased, oh God. I pray for the doctors who are tending to all who are in the hospitals, Father. I also went into the prisons, oh Father, and saw the ones who are in there who don't belong in there, Father. Let them come home to their families in the name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we pray for all the people who are in listening right now who are hurting in any type of way. We ask for healing. Father, all the people right now who have lost loved ones, Father, we pray for the bereaved. We pray that you strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you for this day because today is the day in which you have made holy. Therefore, we will remember to rejoice and be glad in it because when we think of how you've been so good to us, all we can do is say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. There is none like you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you that when you were a little boy, you told your mother, I got something new I got to do. And when you was carrying your cross and Mary walked beside you, you said, look, mother, I make all things new. We want to thank you for Jesus. We want to thank you for showing us how it's done. We want to be just like you. And anything that is in us that is not of you, please replace it in the name of Jesus, I pray thee. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to gather tonight to pray, to worship you at this time, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your loving kindness and your gentleness toward us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit and your continuous counselor, Father God. Father God, we thank you for each and every one on the line tonight. We thank you for Archbishop and Pastor Deborah and the company of prophets, Father God. We thank you for blessing the first family, Father God. We thank you for each and every one on the line tonight, Father God. Thank you for your hedge of protection and safety covering us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the leading of your spirit, Father God, concerning all things. Father God, we thank you for your infinite and common faith and grace upon us, Father God. Your grace is sufficient for all things. Father God, we thank you for this season of divine favor and your mercy that's upon us. Father God, we thank you for just blessing of, Father God, blessing each and everyone. Father, a special blessing for those in that experienced the London fire as they recover, Father God. Lead them and guide them in your will and your way, Father God. Your will be done concerning your people. Your will be done concerning the people, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for even just blessing our leaders, Father God. Bless the mind of our leaders. Bless the President of the United States. Touch his mind. Touch his heart. Touch each and everyone that's connected to him. Father God, even touching our local officials and our leaders, Father God, our first responders, Father God, touch them in a special way. Let them sink, Father God. Give them a heart to sink, a heart to feel, Father God. Father God, touch our elderly in a special way. Cover our elderly, Father God, giving them what's necessary, Father God. Bless the homeless, Father God. Give them the mind and the will, Father God. Cover them in a special way, Father God, and lead them and guide them in your will, Father God. Father God, we thank you for blessing even Ma Berrien and Mother Jordan tonight, Father God, Mother Ma Austin and all the mothers of the church, Father God. We thank you for blessing the mothers in a special way, Father God. Thank you for blessing the youth and the children, even those who are out of school, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around them this summer and those who are leaving and departing school, those who are headed to college, Father God. Touch the young adults in a special way, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around the university, the colleges, the schools, the summer schools, Father God, the summer program. Bless the children, Father God. Bless the children and the youth in a special way. Father God, we thank you for your divine favor and your divine grace. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God. We thank you.
Glory be to God. Prophetess Cindy Solomon. Prophetess Cindy. All right, next prophet, Prophetess Alice Jackson.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your patience, God, for your long-suffering, God, for your healing and for your provisions. I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, God. I thank you for covering us, covering all of us. Thank you for the hedge of protection that you've placed around us, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. And we thank you for your mercy, which endures forever. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding, God. We thank you for the ability to pray, and we thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. On this morning, God, thank you for this new day that you have made. And Lord, look upon all of your prophets, your pastors, your teachers, your evangelists, your apostles, all of your missionaries, God, and all of the saints who are working in the vineyard, God, in your vineyard, bringing the word, bringing your word to people, bringing truth and healing and safety and protection. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love and your mercy. And God, I ask you to look upon even my own family, God. Bless them and save them, God. And thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision, God. Their vision. Place your arms of protection around them. God, keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Cover them and cover their families, God. And look upon each and every person on this line tonight or this morning, Lord.
Yes, God.
Everyone who's listening, God, touch them, heal them, give them safety and protection, God, and prosper them. And those who don't know you, God, draw them even closer. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy, which endures forever, God. Thank you for your healing and your love. And, Lord, look upon even Prophetess Mascarene and her son, Prophetess Barbara Tucker. Look upon the Kelly family, anyone who's in bereavement on this morning, Lord. Anyone who has been sick, thank you for your healing. Thank you, God, for even what you do for us on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, God. And thank you for forgiveness. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Prophet Belinda.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we corporately take authority over this watch. And Lord God, we pray against our spiritual enemies of Zoe Ministry. We pray against the powers of darkness. And Lord, in your word, you said from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Lord, stretch forth your hand against any and all enemies that come against the Zoe Ministry leadership in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you take the eyes of those that are in darkness and that you move them out of the way of our leadership. Lord God, we ask you to add iniquity unto iniquity in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to persecute them with tempest and make them afraid, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the work that you're beginning to do right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, separate them and I place a hedge of protection over our leadership, Lord God, because as they go forth, Lord God, with prophecy, Lord God, we ask you to seal them, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them, and I declare and decree no weapon formed against them will prosper. I declare and decree, Lord God, you said in your word, a threefold cord is not easily broken. And so, Lord God, we take a threefold cord and we twist it and we protect them, Lord God, from the enemy. And in Jesus' name, I pray so it is, and I seal it with a signet ring in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for another day, Father God. We thank you because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you because we know that your word says, if any among you is sick, Father God, let them call the elders of the church to pray over them, Father God, and anoint them with the oil in the name of the Lord. Father God, we call forth your fresh oil, Father God, to continue to rain on your people, Father God. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every one of your people, Father God, touching each and every one of the fivefold ministries, Father God. We thank you for new strength, Father God. We thank you for blessing each and every church, Father God, blessing each and every community, Father God, blessing each and every family, Father God. We thank you for touching the hearts even of the fathers, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the mothers, Father God. We thank you for the grandparents, Father God. We thank you for each and every grandparent, Father God. And we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Father God, as they continue to do your work and do your will, Father God. We thank you, Father God, because your word says, come to me, all ye that are weary and burdened, and you will give us rest, Father God. We thank you for rest, Father God, and we thank you for peace, Father God, that you're allowing to rest even upon your people, Father God. Father God, right now we ask that you strengthen even the families that are going through grief and bereavement, Father God, even now, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for granting them a serenity, Father God, and allowing your merciful arms, Father God, to just embrace them with your love, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, Father God, and the hearts of the mothers back to the daughters. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for keeping your people, and above all, Father God, we'll be so careful to give all your name the praise, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, Father God, for your everlasting love, your everlasting peace, your everlasting joy, your everlasting kindness, Father God, that you continue to abound to us, Father God. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen.
Prophetess Cindy?
Yes. Father God, Lord, I thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Lord, I thank you, God, for taking us to higher heights and deeper depths in you. Lord, we thank you, God, that what we speak, God, it shall be so. Father God, I thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in each and every one of our lives and our families. Father God, we pray, God, that you will bring deliverance, you will bring healing. God, you will save lost loved ones, God. Lord, we pray, God, that you will move even on the police department, God, to have more compassion for the your people, God, even of color. Lord, we pray, God, that you would expose the enemy. God, we pray, God, for the firefighters that are risking their lives to make sure that everybody else is safe, God. Father God, we cover every area, God, in each and every one of our lives, in our communities, near and far, even in other countries, God. Lord, we pray, God, that we would come up and raise the standard, raise the bar, and be the men and women of God that you had created us to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father God, I come to you just to say thank you for all the good things and all the things that you have placed in each and every one of our lives, God. Father God, you get the glory, you get the honor, God. Father God, we are standing in the gap for loved ones, God, and we ask that you move on our families, you move on our friends, we move at our jobs, just move on any areas of our life, God. Father God, I thank you because you have called us to be a conqueror and an overcomer over all situations, God. Father God, you get the glory in everything we do in our lives, God. Father God, I thank you for the victory. I thank you, God, for the breakthrough. I thank you, God, for the increase that you have placed in our lives. I thank you, God, for the constant favor you have placed in our life. Father God, I lift up our children as they're ending the school year, God, that this will be a prosperous summer for them, God. New relationship, right godly relationship that is pleasing in your eyes, God. And Father God, I ask for forgiveness of anything that has been done wrong, God, just to forgive us, Lord. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father, we just want to say thank you for everything that you're doing. And Father, we thank you all for the work that you have already started on the inside of us, Father. And Father God, we want to thank you because, Father, you and you alone are perfecting those things that concern us. Father, we just want to thank you even as we move forward in this early morning. Father, we want to say thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in the space of unity and love and power. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for supernatural doors that you are opening up for us in the name of Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our lives because, Father, you are our Father. Great and mighty are you, O God. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, for righting the wrongs concerning us. Father, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural provision. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for even as the deer pants after the water. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that our soul does pant after you, Lord. Our soul does lead and follow you in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for new strength, new power, Father. We want to thank you, Lord, for new elevation. We want to thank you, Lord, for those that are represented on this call on this morning. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would just bless them, Lord. Allow their cup to begin to run over in the majestic name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every household. I pray, Lord, that your will be done, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that the enemy has already been rebuked for their behalf, Father, and for their sake in the name of Jesus. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that we win because we are victorious in you. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, that it's in you that we live, in you that we move, and it is in you, Father, that we have our perfect being. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we will rise up and we will speak and do that which you have commanded us to do. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that we will embrace our destiny. We are embracing our purpose. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that we too shall be a voice that will cry out and will not spare, that will speak your word in power and in might. Father, we want to thank you right now, Lord, for wisdom. We want to thank you, Lord, because Father, you said in your word that we are to be wise as serpents, but yet harmless as doves. We thank you for that godly wisdom, Father, that will cause us to navigate even amongst our enemies. We want to thank you, Father, even as we move forth in this day, Lord, and in this season, Father. We thank you, Lord, for new wisdom. We want to thank you, Lord, for the favor of God that shall rest upon us, Father. Father, we want to thank you right now for the things that you have promised unto us, Father. Father, we say yes. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. And Father, we bless our leaders, Father. We bless those that you have called to rule and those that you have called to lead. Father, we want to bless them. And Father, we speak life, we speak strength, we speak power. Baptize them afresh, anoint them afresh in the name of Jesus. And Father, we'll be so kept to give your name the praise and the honor. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your working things out in and through us, Father. And Father, we bow our heads to you and we say thank you for what you are doing in your life, Father, for pruning us and motivating us in the name of Jesus. We pray and we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing. Cause us to be people of the word, Lord, to speak your word, to stand upon your word, to be that word in the name of Jesus. We'll be so kept to give your name the praise and the honor and the thanks now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. Well, Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. Thank you, family, once again. Keep on coming on the call. Share the news. Let them know there are a people that is lifting up the name which is there. Let them know there is a people that is standing and willing to stand the gap on for their behalf. So, family, thank you. I love you. Just want to acknowledge you and to encourage you to let you know, keep on keeping on. Do not give up. Amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen, amen. All right, just want to let everyone know that we do have Sunday service at 9 a.m. for Sunday school and 11 a.m. for general service and 4 p.m. for service and at 9:30 for our youth service. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophets? Please announce it.
Yep. I don't know if Prophetess Michelle is still on the phone, Prophetess Naomi, but they can announce their service that they're having on tomorrow in the Atlanta area.
Oh, yes, yes, amen. Yes. Prophetess amen. Michelle?
Yes, God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Prophetess Naomi and everyone. Yes, if you're in the live Atlanta, Georgia area, if you have any family, friends, associates, we are located at 9705 Fayetteville Road, and that's spelled F as in Father, A-Y-E-T-T-E-V-I-L-L-E, Fayetteville Road, also known as Highway 54. And that's located in Jonesboro, Georgia. That's Jones, J-O-N-E-S-B-O-R-O, Jonesboro, Georgia. And the zip code for the Navigators is 30238. Again, 9705 Fayetteville Road, also known as Highway 54. And that's in Jonesboro, Georgia. And the zip code is 30238 for Navigators. And if you just need any further information, the service is at 11 a.m. on Sunday, 11 a.m. And the phone number is 404 380-1478 if you need any other instructions in reaching the church. Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right, anyone in the Atlanta area, join Zoe Atlanta, Vessel of Oil Ministries, right out there. All right, we're going to say good night and God bless, unless there's any other announcements. All right, well, we're going to say good night and God bless and good morning, and we'll see you here at 11:55 p.m. And if you don't have a church home, find yourself a church home where to worship. I want to say good night and God bless. Good.